Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Friends and loyal listeners, it's time for another episode of the Bob and Wonder Show. It's me, Grabstack, your talented and witty host and bestest friend to our favorite blue-haired superhero alien boy, Bob and Wonder. We're feeling super relaxed after our time at Lucy Wilde's wellness retreat. Mud baths really do feel super muddy and relaxing. Oh, I feel so fresh and clean and not at all dirty. World is our oyster. Well, not for me. I'm not a big fan of oysters, if I'm being honest, which is hard for me to admit since I eat almost everything I can get my little hands on. You know what? What does that phrase even mean? The world is our oyster. It doesn't make a lick of sense to me, but I digress. Anywho, where is that Bobby Wonder? It's almost lunchtime, and all this talk of food is getting me hungry. Let's go find him.
Was that my stomach grumbling or yours, Grabstack?
Definitely yours, Bobby. When my stomach grumbles, it sounds like butterflies flapping their teeny tiny little wings. Or maybe even like a dainty silver bell chime.
A dainty silver bell chime? Somehow I find that hard to believe. That definitely wasn't a butterfly flapping its wings or a silver bell chime. Grabstack, are you okay?
I'm hungry, Bobby Wonder. It's been, 20 minutes since my last snack, and I'm positively famished. Can you blame me? We need to go get some nourishment pronto.
For some reason, I'm craving oysters.
Bobby Wonder, you mischievous heathen. You know oysters are the one thing I don't eat.
I know. I just wanted to see you make your hangry face.
Hangry is my worst face. Don't look at me.
Let's go to the banana stand. I'm in the mood for a fried banana.
Now I'm in my hapgry face.
Hapgry?
Happy plus hungry.
I should have worked that one out.
I'm so glad you suggested fried bananas, Bobby. What an absolute correct decision. Well, what are we waiting for? Fly us over.
You usually don't like it when I fly you.
No, I don't like it when you crash. But for fried bananas, it's worth it. Now, lift off, Bobby Wonder. Life is so much sweeter knowing you're about to eat a fried banana, even if it means crashing into a concrete wall. Bobby, look out for that concrete wall! Totally worth it.
Sorry, Grabstack. I didn't see that big concrete wall because I was too distracted by the giant closed sign.
Closed sign? What's closed? It can't possibly be the... Ah! Wow, this is the worst day ever.
Grabstack, relax. There must be a reason for this. The Pflugerville banana stand was always so popular. I can't believe it could close down.
I didn't even get to say goodbye. Why? Oh, banana stand lady, I know I annoyed you and you annoyed me, but I miss you already.
Isn't that sweet?
banana stand lady.
I love you. She's returned. The banana stand isn't closed. Hooray, we can rejoice that the crisis is over.
Actually, the banana stand is closed.
No! Such cruel injustice. Such unfair banana thievery.
Instead, I've opened up a new banana castle.
Misery upon misery upon banana misery.
Grabstack.
Such suffering and distress. Such torment and angst. And for what?
Grabstack.
Yes?
The banana stand lady said the banana stand is closed because she opened up a banana castle.
A banana castle? Why, I've never heard anything more genius in my life. Where is this banana castle? We must go.
It's right behind you, actually.
An entire castle made of and just for bananas? This is the best day ever!
Yes, I decided it was time for a change and upgrade. And what's better than a castle?
It's quite impressive, banana stand lady. How tall is it?
Not sure. I just knew I wanted it to have at least 50 floors.
50 floors of banana mushiness and aroma. Pure perfection.
How did you build this entire banana castle?
I didn't. I enlisted the help of Lucy Wow and her sidekicks. Here they come now.
Bobby Wonder, Grabstack, look at my latest creation. A banana castle.
Yellow turret, cinnamon moat.
I helped too.
Yes, you did, Kapow.
Lucy Wow, I know I've doubted you before.
You have?
But this is by far your best creation yet. A castle just for bananas. By bananas, bananas!
Yes, and I promise you, no bananas were harmed in the process.
If Mr. Schnoot can have his whole candy factory, then why can't I have my own banana castle?
That makes sense, sure.
I wanted you two to be the first to tour the banana castle because I know how much Grabstack loves his fried bananas.
You are my best customer.
I know. Some would say that I'm the VIP guest of this banana castle, no?
Sure.
Oh, my florp! I am a VIP guest at a banana castle. Can't wait till I tell Gorb Slorp and the rest of my family. They will be so jealous.
Well, without further ado, I think it's time for the tour. No?
Yes!
Lucy Wow, why don't you take it away? I need to go discuss something with my new assistant, Ronald. A new recipe we're gonna introduce.
Ooh, what is it?
You'll find out in due time. Happy touring!
Lucy, you've really outdone yourself. A whole castle for bananas? Genius!
I know! And you haven't even seen anything yet. Let's go across this drawbridge, over the cinnamon milk moat, and enter into the foyer.
So Lenore wasn't lying. The moat is made of cinnamon milk?
Sure is. Just felt like it fit with the banana theme. And here we are, the Grand Banana Foyer.
I've never been happier. This is amazing.
I'm almost speechless.
Appealing sight.
So, here we have the live banana jungle, complete with real growing banana trees. And instead of stairs, we have giant banana slides to get down from the 50 floors.
Every kind of chocolate is on floor 28, and all the waffles are on floor 19. You know the key to my little orange heart, Kapow.
This banana castle is a fully operating factory, store, boutique, home, blimp, restaurant, theater, and theme park. It's got it all, plus bananas everywhere you look. All you have to do is press these yellow banana symbols and... fresh bananas at your disposal.
I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do with myself.
Pull yourself together, Grabstack. You're getting drool all over these cute banana slippers I just got from the banana boutique. I think they really go with my blue hair. What do you think?
I think that I never want to leave this place. I've just decided this is my new home, and I'm not going anywhere. Ooh, is that some sort of official banana-eating alarm clock?
No, that means there's an emergency.
A banana emergency?
Don't slip up.
What's going on, Lucy?
Someone triggered the alarm. There must be an intruder or...
Ronald! It's Ronald!
Who's Ronald?
My assistant. I already said that.
What's wrong with Ronald?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
That's just it. I don't know because Ronald is missing.
Eh, he's just an assistant. Can't you get a new one?
No! He has the secret recipe for our next product. Without him, oh, everything could fall apart, and I'm not talking literally on account of all the bananas everywhere.
Don't worry, banana stand lady. We'll help you find Ronald.
in the Banana Castle. Just as we were all settling in and getting ready to enjoy some delicious bananas, old Ronald has to go missing. Still not sure who that is, but he seems important to Banana Stand Lady. Let's take a break while we figure out what to do next. I promise I won't eat any bananas in the meantime.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Must not eat banana. Must resist. Must wait. Oh, you're back! Phew! I'm not really sure what we've discussed since your break because I've just been staring around at all these precious bananas! Look at them, just waiting to be eaten. Whew! Anywho, maybe the others found Ronald! Let's see.
Can someone turn off that banana alarm? I think we get that Ronald is gone now.
On it!
Thanks, Kapow!
Now, Banana Stand Lady, who is Ronald?
He's my assistant, like I've said already!
And why is it important that we find him?
With the launch of this new banana castle, I was also going to launch a new product. It's a secret, and Ronald had the recipe. When I went into our office, it looked ransacked, and the recipe was missing. I can't launch a whole new banana castle without it, or him.
Ronald could be anywhere in the banana castle. Maybe I shouldn't have made it 50 stories high.
Banana split!
Ooh-wee, I could use one of those right now.
Lenore's right. We need to split up and search the banana castle. Kapow, Lenore, and I will go take the left wing, and you three take the right. Look for any clues that might lead to Ronald.
Is a banana a clue? Because I see one, or 100 of those.
Let's go this way, Gravsack.
I'm going to stay here and watch the foyer. I need to make sure Ronald doesn't try to escape with the recipe.
Okay, we'll be back. Let's search the international wing.
Don't touch anything.
No promises.
What's in here? Platanos?
Oh, that means bananas in Spanish. Mmm, plantanos fritos. Delicioso.
No Ronald in here. Let's try the banana room.
French bananas. And whoa!
Fire!
That's just a bananas flambé. One of the best desserts ever. Fire? Check. Bananas? Yep. Ice cream? Loads.
Okay, well, I don't see Ronald, and this fire is making me sweat. There are hundreds of doors in this hallway.
Which means there are hundreds of different cultural dishes using bananas. Banana Stand Lady is a revolutionary. A banana revolutionary. A banana-nutionary.
We don't have time for this. Super Speed Bobby Wonder, activate.
We can't possibly enjoy the cultural touches of each banana dish like this, Bobby Wonder. This is too fast. Good to know you also crash well in super speed.
Ronald wasn't in any of these rooms. Let's go check out the factory rooms.
What's an alien sidekick gotta do to get a banana around these parts?
This must be the peeler room. All the bananas are getting peeled and mushed together into one large banana mush.
Perfect for banana bread. Ooh, I love banana bread, especially with some chocolate chips in it. Ooh, and cinnamon and some walnuts. But hey, what's that?
Look, someone is stuck in the banana mush.
Could that be Ronald?
Let me reach down and pull him out. Just a little farther. And here, I got him.
I'm saved. I'm saved.
You must be Ronald. I'm Bobby Wonder.
And I'm Grabstack.
What kind of name is Grabstack? Is your hair blue? Yuck.
Listen, Ronnie, we can put you back in that banana mush real easily.
No, no, please don't. I already know Banana Stand Lady is going to be super upset with me because I lost her recipe. Oh, and I also didn't do any of the work she wanted me to do.
Aren't you her assistant? Why didn't you do any of the work she wanted you to do?
Well, because I didn't want to. And I would rather just not work and eat bananas instead. That's why I applied here.
Ronald is either a genius or a fool, and I can't decide if I like him yet.
Well, if you don't have the recipe, then who does?
Of course.
Mighty Mila.
You didn't think I'd let you successfully tour a whole banana castle without interrupting and causing a little mischief, did you?
You know, for a second there, I kinda did.
Silly boy Blue! Robozuki and I have been onto this banana castle ever since that obnoxious Tinker Girl started constructing it.
How did you even get in here?
Oh, thank you for asking. It was easy. We transformed ourselves into bananas and hopped right in. And when we found out Banana Stand Lady had a secret recipe in the works, we knew we had to steal it from her mushy grip. Or rather, Ronald's.
My grip's not mushy.
That's right, Robozuki. Pushing Ronald into the mushy banana bowl was so simple. He was just lazing on the side of the bowl, not doing any work.
I was doing some work.
Sure, Ron, sure.
Mighty Mila, give back the recipe and leave this banana castle.
No, I think not. Time for more mayhem. Robozuki, time for Operation Split.
Take cover. Robozuki has transformed into a giant peeler. He's peeling apart the castle walls. Let's warn the others. We found Ronald.
And also Mighty Mila and Robozuki.
Ronald, where were you? Where is the secret recipe?
I think I dropped it.
You dropped it?
My beautiful banana castle! It's getting peeled apart!
I'll put a stop to this. Mighty Mila, it's time for you to go. You've caused enough chaos in this banana castle.
I don't want to leave. This is too much fun.
Well, then you have to get through me.
Enjoy that banana.
Food fight!
Destroyed!
All that hard work, gone!
Split banana castle crash.
Look what you've done, Mighty Mila.
Who, moi? Oh, I'm peeled. That was fun. Let's go, Robozuki. Our work here is done.
That blasted Mighty Mila has done it again. She and Robozuki peeled apart the entire banana castle. I'm sorry I wasn't able to stop her.
It's okay, Bobby Wonder. It's not your fault. You tried.
At least you got me back my secret recipe, even if the castle is destroyed.
So, like, am I fired?
We'll have to rebuild the banana castle again. I can make it more secure now.
No.
Wait, Banana Stand Lady, don't be too hasty. This banana castle was everything. There were rooms for every banana meal in different cultures. There was even a waffle room.
No, I should have known something like this would happen. I strayed too far from what makes me happy, what works. My dream, my banana stand.
You mean?
Yes, starting now, the banana stand is reopened. I appreciate your help, Lucy, and everyone else too, I do.
No problem, I totally get it.
But I have to go back to my dream. No secret recipes, no banana castles, just me and my banana stand.
Well, if that's the case, can I get 2 fried bananas with maple syrup and chocolate sprinkles, please?
Sure thing, number one customer.
Banana Stand Lady called me your number one customer. Such high praise. I'm honored and also quite full from those 2 fried bananas she gave me. While I did enjoy my limited time in the banana castle, I know I would have missed the classic banana stand. So I'm glad she's back to her beloved spot. We had quite a chaotic adventure today, and it sure was a lot of fun. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of fun adventures to explore. Now, I think I'll go order a few more fried bananas. You know, for later. Bye, y'all.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.